Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Are you excited to be in God's presence tonight? Amen. Okay, right about now, I want to share a little bit with us as we get close to the end of the year. I realize that it's been very, very fast the whole year. And there are a few things that I usually consider important, and sometimes I consider questions is very important. I realize that many times we have helped people meet their needs directly by allowing them ask questions. But before then, I want to share a little bit with us about the power of patience. I'll share a little bit on some patience tonight. Then I will open up the floor for questions and answers as we prepare into to enter the new year. Some of the things you think you want to ask about this year, next year, Bible questions, things relating to your faith, your beliefs, you know, expectation, things relating to life. You want to ask questions from scriptures. Some of the things we have thought over the weeks, I'll be able to come back. One of the missing ingredients when it comes to receiving from God, a lot of people do not realize, is patience. 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 Patience is a virtue, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Nevertheless, a lot of people do not really understand why God wants us to be patient when He can do it now. Why does He want us to be patient when He can do it now? Why do I have to go through all this when God can actually give me an answer now? To make matters worse, the Bible now says in the book of James, if I'm not mistaken, James chapter 3, let's read from verse 2. James chapter 3 says, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in words, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." Okay, verse 3. James chapter 1, sorry, from verse 3, from verse 2. James chapter 1 from verse 2, sorry. James chapter 1 from verse 2. Please just listen attentively. I just want to build. "My brethren, count it all joy where you fall into various trials." Now, he says, when you are confronted with trials and temptations, he says, count it all joy. That means it is something to rejoice about. Are we here together? It says it is something to rejoice about when you find yourself in the midst of trials. You find yourself going through certain seasons. God is saying here in scripture that count it all joy when you are confronted, where you find yourself in situations where there are trials of your faith, temptations, trials, various trials. You go through this particular thing, you've gone through it, and you're out. Then before you know it, another one is there, another one is there, another one is there. God says, count it all joy. He says, count it all joy. That means in all those things, you should rejoice. Why would God ask us to rejoice when we have trials, when we have persecutions? You know, Jesus said to them, he said, this is how they persecuted the apostles before you. He said, rejoice and be glad, for so persecuted they the prophets and the apostles before, the prophets before you. It says, rejoice and be glad. Christianity is not exactly what people think it is. You see, one of the things I try to do for us is to help us understand it. When you understand Christianity, it is easier for you to flow. It is easier for you to enjoy God. It is easier for you to walk without complaining and murmuring, because there is something you know that lies ahead. You know that God is always up to something. In Christianity, you know that God is always, there's a setup. Situations, trials, there's always a setup. It's like preparing you for something bigger that God is bringing your way. But you know, no situation, no temptation, no pressure at that moment looks convenient. It doesn't look nice. It looks like, why is this thing coming my way? But God says, count it all joy, brethren, when you fall into diverse temptations or various temptations. Look at what it says, verse 3. For the trying, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Do the Passion's translation for this particular one so that everyone can get to see it. James 1:3, Passion's translations. You can pick it from 2, okay? Pick it from 2 now. See what it says. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, as it is an invaluable but difficult, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. This does not look like the regular Christianity that people practice. Does it look like it? It doesn't. It says, see it as an opportunity, an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy. I'm going through trials, going through difficult times. That's the moment when you are downcast, you are depressed. Hello? The regular thing, the normal thing is to be what? Depressed, feel down, you know, anxiety, worries, concerns, and everything. God says, count it joy. But why? Verse 3, look at what it says. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. When your faith is tested, power is stirred up within you. In other words, without tests, whatever you read before the exam, we can't be sure you know it. It is the test and the examination. After you have written, you go back, you will be, and to be marked, and after it has been marked, you'll be able to tell yourself whether you pass or not. In other words, saying those tests, those trials, they are proofs that you have gone through a class where you are about to be promoted. Every time you are going through a test, something tells you in your mind that it's another level. Am I making sense here? It means that there is another level coming. There is a higher ground coming. So you find yourself in a particular level when you were in school, maybe primary 1 or 2 or 3 or secondary school. You were at a particular level or in the university, and they say it's time to write examination. The regular thing for many students is to be anxious, like, exam again. But a wise student will be excited because you know that after these months, at least I am facing a test because I will be promoted. You're not getting what I'm sharing tonight. A student who is smart and understands that no school will promote you without the test or examination is excited when they talk about examination. But a person who is just full of, you know, anxiety and fear for the exam, as soon as the person hears examination, it's as if they want to kill you. But actually, they're about to promote you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Because the system is organized in such a way that we cannot promote you until we are sure that you have written the exam and you have passed. We cannot move you to the next level of your life until you are confronted with a particular challenge and we realize that you eventually have passed. So before we promote you, before we move you to the next level, we must watch and see that you have written the exam and you have passed. So whenever I hear exam, how am I supposed to feel? So he says, count it all joy when it's time for examination.
Because after the examination, she'll be promoted. It looks difficult that moment. It looks like the whole world is crumbling. In 2 weeks, I have to, you know, just put down everything I've waited and I've read in the past maybe 4 months or whatever. But it's saying, as you are putting yourself under that pressure, the pressure is pushing you to the next level. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. In other words, God is saying a lot of things that happen in your life, I bring a test. God doesn't tempt. God brings a test. I bring a test so that you will be able to enter the next class. How would I promote you without a test? But people don't like tests. They like to just move to the next class. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? People don't like tests. They are not excited. They are angry. They feel like, oh, what kind of rubbish is this? What kind of problem? Can't we just move? No, we can't move until we are tested. The believer cannot move until you are tested. There are certain things you will never enter in life until you are tested. Jesus, your Lord and Savior, had to go. The Bible says he was moved into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Since you are the Son of God, it is time to face your future. Since you are the Son of God, you have been for the past 30 years now, you've been going around town, you know, showing yourself to be, whatever it is you are going to do the next 3 years of your life, we will set tests for you now. After 40 days comes your exams. And the Son of God needed to sit for an examination. And whether or not he will qualify to be the captain of our salvation is totally dependent on that test. If Jesus fails that test, he will not qualify. If Jesus fails that test, he will not be promoted to the next level. The Bible says he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Wherefore, God, after he has gone through everything, wherefore God has so highly exalted him. That looks like something that comes after he has suffered. That looks like something that comes after he had been through the test. That looks like something that comes after he has successfully passed the test. The Bible says, wherefore God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. In other words, all the knees will bow at his name. The reason is because he wrote an examination that has to do with qualifying him to come to the place of preeminence and authority. He sat for that examination. He passed the examination. His examiner was the Father. And when the Father looked at the scripts of Jesus Christ, he endorsed it. He said, therefore come, you are now qualified to be the person that every knee on the face of the earth will bow to. Not without an examination. So many of us, the reason you have challenge in that relationship is a test. You are struggling with relationship. You have not even entered marriage. If you cannot pass the challenges and the anger and the bitterness of relationship, how will you qualify for marriage? The reason God is testing, you know, you're going through a particular season with your finances, whether you can manage the resources, whether you can hold money and all that, is because God is looking, if I cannot trust you with 10M, how would I give you 300M? So many people are failing their tests already. Many people are already failing their tests. So the reason why they are marking time at the spot is not because of God. Please understand this. Every time a person has a carryover, they are explaining to you that you have not gone anywhere. You carried baggages over. Again, you carry another baggage. By the time you get to the finish line where you expect that others are graduating, somebody stands in front of the gate and he says, you cannot pass. Please go back. Then whether you like it or not, even if they dance the last dance that day and everybody has finished celebrating, they will tell you, please go back. They will remind you that there is a 101 that you failed. And you say, after these 4 years, why? Echo should have passed away. Echo will not pass away. Go back. You will move back. You will sit with the people in that class. You will cover your shame. You will write the exam. They will ask you questions. Are you still in this class? What happened? There are many people in their spiritual life. They are going through what we call spiritual extra years. And sometimes it can become an extra year. It can become an extra, extra, extra year. It can become such an extra year that they are even advised to... The simple things of life explain to us the mysteries of the kingdom. It says, count it joy. Don't get... Why? In other words, prepare ahead. So that when you get to the point of examination, you are not crying. You are not panicking. You are excited. Your excitement is as a result of the fact that you know that after these 2 weeks, at the end of these 2 weeks, I'm moving into the next level. And if you have successfully moved, nobody can drag you anywhere. Nobody will take you anywhere. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So it lies a lot in your hand whether you want to move or not. I know a young man, every time it is time, those days, every time it is time for exam, I see that he's always anxious, he's always fearful, he's always, and I'm like, calm down. If you have done what you ought to do, you will not feel this way. You see, one of the things that this generation does not want to hear is patience. And I can guarantee you, heaven and earth can pass away, but God will not. His systems will not. His standards will not. As a young lady, you have to calm down and be patient. And understand the procedures and learn what it takes to become a woman so that you don't force a girl into a marriage and she's struggling. It will take patience to become a woman. If you like, drink Cerelac, 20 drums, you will only be an obese young girl. You will never be a woman. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? You will have to be patient. 365 days will pass. It will pass again. It will pass again. You will be 18. You will be 19. You will qualify. Listen, your body frame can show that you are a woman, but your mind will become a woman. If that body is given to marriage, errors can still happen. Training for those who want to reign. I've said it over and over again. That this is the training ground for those who have made up their mind that in this life, I will reign. I will not get to a point in life where it will look like at the front of the door, they are saying, go back. Whatever you fail to pick, right? How do you feel sometimes? You see somebody enter an examination hall without a pen to write. No matter what, when the time starts counting, they will not consider you. You will go back and look for pen. By the time you are struggling to buy, if you cannot find, like the five virgins, five were wise and five were foolish, you will go back. And when they went back to buy, the bridegroom came. Let no man deceive you. In your life, if God gives you a teacher that can explain the simplicity of the gospel to you and the procedures, you are blessed. Because you will see yourself moving from glory to glory. You will realize that you are just moving. Others are wondering how, what's happening to you? No, I'm moving because I went through my class well. I learned very well that I needed to be patient for some things to happen. See, some things will never, I've been around for a while. There are some times we pray for people instantly. Some people get healed. Some people will never get healed instantly. They must be patient because the Bible says by patience you possess your soul. Everybody will not get married at the same time. Some will be patient. December 2023. I wanted this. I wanted that. I want that. Everybody will not get it at the same time. There are some people, because of the rush that they must buy a car this December, they might even buy the car. And under the unnecessary excitement, rush by all means to do everything, they might end up not even seeing the end of the year. God wants us to be patient. He wants us to enjoy the blessings. The blessings of the Lord makes rich. They add no sorrow. Every time you see sorrow attached to something, there's a missing link somewhere. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? The reason we have marriages crumbling are the many boys who did not become patient to become men. They wanted to be fathers overnight. Fatherhood is responsibility. Fatherhood is responsibility. Why many marriages are crashing today is as a result of many boys in the body of men. You can have the body of a man and have the mind of a boy. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I understood things like a child. He said, but when I became a man, he didn't say childish things just vanished. No, there are certain things. What shows that you have grown is your ability to put it away. To say that it's my ability to say, come, you can't control me again. Move. It says, I put away childish things. It didn't say childish things, I'll grow them. Mm-mm. I made up my mind. I put away. When you want to put away something, it's intentional. Am I making sense here? In other words, Paul said, I won't sound like this anymore. I won't talk like this anymore. I won't act like this anymore. I put away childish things because I have become now a man. Count it all joy. Some of you do not realize that what you are going through right now is building your muscles for the future that God has for you. You don't realize that what you are passing through right now is what your father or mother failed to pass through. That's why they were not properly grounded. And God is saying, go through your own, because the weight of destiny ahead of you is heavy. You are carrying a glorious destiny that will not permit that an ordinary casual person enter that realm until you have passed through your test. So pass through your test. Don't say this thing is too much for me. It's not too much for me. If it is too much for you, God will not give it to you. God knows that you qualify to carry it. You say, how can they set this kind of exam? What rubbish is that? No. Every true examiner sets an exam for you after they have taught you in the class. It's your decision whether you understand or you don't understand. But he has taught it. It's only a wicked examiner. And God said to himself concerning us, he said, there is no temptation that will come to you that is not common to all men. He said, and in all that temptation, I have a curriculum that shows how people will pass based on the fact that they have gone through it. I will make a way of escape. Ah, look at God. Very easy. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Am I making sense today? Tell your neighbor, count it all joy. Now, why? He says, for the trying of your faith, worketh patience. Then look at what it says. Let's move on now. Let's move on to the Passion's Translation, please. Help me. Verse 3, verse 4. Let's move. For you know that when your faith is tested, okay, it says, and then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every... It's about you. God loves you. It will be wickedness for you to give a weight to a child that he cannot carry. So God says, I will start with you from 2 kg. You will carry. Do you know? Have you ever gone to the gym before? Maybe some of us have tried. You realize that a particular guy that looks so slim is carrying 50 kg easily and conveniently, sir. Then another guy that is big comes in front of 50 kg and is breathing very hard. He's breathing very hard. He has more weight. In fact, his body looks heavier, but he comes to front of 50 kg. He cannot lift it. Then this other guy strolls from nowhere. He's not looking very big. He just looks so normal. Then he comes in front of 50 kg. He picks it up like an ordinary pencil, and he's just throwing it up like this. Now you're wondering, what's that? Those who by reason of use. That guy has done that thing over and over and over. He's been on that thing for the past 6 months or 1 year. Then you think that because you have enough strength and you are big, you will come before that 50 kg and just lift it. The problem of lifting that 50 kg is not that you are big. It's that your muscles have not been exercised to lift it. So there will be a stretching. All of a sudden, your body system is stretching hard. You know what happens when you get back home the first 3 days or 1 week of gymming. All your muscles are... See, your muscles, they will respond. Why? They are saying that you are giving us something bigger than we have always known. And why? Because you are desiring something bigger than you have always known. You'll be giving something bigger than you have always known. Say, God, this is where I want to get to. God says, okay, no problem. To get there is not the problem. You will do what people do to get there. I've been around. I remember when I went to law school, I just saw that guy, Jimmy, that guy was so slim. He just came there. Soup. And we're like, what is this? Why is this guy carrying this? Like somebody eating pepper soup or something. Then another big guy just came and thought that it was, this thing I share with you is a real life story. I was there. The guy, and why we were laughing? The simple thing is to ask. And the guy said, no, I actually started with 30 kg, I've done 40 kg, I'm doing 50 kg now. And that 50 kg is so easy. Despite the tiny frame, he had built the capacity inside to carry it. But despite the big frame, he didn't have the capacity to carry it. Some people look like it on the outside, but they are not it on the inside. physical weight of their body mass. That other guy is bigger than this one. But what can this one carry? An eagle can carry an animal 2.5 the size of its own weight. 2.5 the size of its own weight. It will carry a goat. It will pick it from the ground. And it will go on flight with it. 2.5 of the size of its own body weight. And it's carrying it because it didn't start carrying it that day. The eagle started by carrying something smaller, rabbits. It started carrying rodents. Then one day it tried. There are days where it tried to carry some big things and it fell off it. And that day it probably will go hungry, but it will come again. Some of us are relaxing. You are getting tired too soon. You need to be patient. You need to stay there and build the muscles. You need to stay there and build the stamina. 2024 is here. There are certain things you could not carry in 2023. Will you be able to carry it in 2024? Or you will have another carryover? Consider. The books we begged you to read in 2024. If we are begging you to read them in 2023. If we beg you to read them in 2024. I guarantee you. You will not be able to cross 2024. With a different dimension. No. It will still be the same level of mental exposure. The spiritual exercises that we asked you to do in 2023, you enter 2024, you are still struggling with it and say, it's not easy. 12 o'clock fasting. If I try it, I'll just finish myself. I don't know where you're going to. You need to break out of that for you to enter a new realm. He says, count it all joy. Every time you are privileged to sit for an examination, because those who eventually go to class and don't sit for examination, there's no how they will pass. God says, count it all joy. Does anybody understand this thing better right now? And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Test in character, you are there. Test in attitude, behavior, you are present. They look at the test of the way you handle things. You are there. And at time they check all the parameters. They see this guy is so excellent and ready to face this dimension of glory. God will not put on you the weight of glory that you do not have capacity to carry. Every time God wants to put a weight of glory on a man, he will check the capacity. For God to release the glory upon Jesus, he had to go through his test. You know Jesus was tested. The Bible says he was tested in all things, yet without sin. That is the only reason he qualifies to be the author of eternal salvation. That's the only reason. Why? Because what the mortals will go through and they will fall for, Jesus went through it and he did not fall. And at the end of the day, God says, son, you qualify. You have what it takes. And he stepped on the scene and he showed it on the cross of Calvary. At the point where Jesus was about to give up, he looked everywhere. He was so tired. Everything about him was already going off. But wait, he was patient. He didn't get halfway and he says, guys, I don't carry cross again. No, we are not carrying this thing. Why? For what? For who? Then he tells the guys by the side, he says, please, tell them, I'm not interested in this thing anymore. And you know how excited those people will be to say, wow, he has renounced. Go back home. Then he will go back home and start nursing a wound. You see, when you are nursing that kind of wound, it is suffering for nothing. There are some kind of wounds you don't nurse until you are sure that you are completely wounded and bruised enough to nurse it. If he starts nursing that kind of wound and he goes back, he has not achieved anything. But by the time he died on the cross of Calvary, he didn't need to nurse the wound by himself. The Almighty Father, by himself, handled everything. He came out proven, tested, tried, and true. I don't know how your 2023 has been, but I want you to have a projection for 2024. Test in your finances. Test in your character. Test in your spiritual life. Test your health. Every angle, every area of your life, you need to be able to say, God, I receive this test that you are bringing. I count it all joy when I see this kind of things happening around my life. The Bible says that it will make you thorough, entire, lacking nothing. It says you will lack nothing. It says the endurance will go even stronger. It will release perfection. So what God wants to release into your life is perfection. What God wants to release into your soul is perfection. What God wants to release into your very being is perfection. Child of God, you will not get yourself out of that mess if you do not build the stamina now. So what's that thing that has been knocking you down every day? God says, go back to the gym and just get some weight on. Get some weight on. Get some weight on. Tomorrow you will come back and realize that the things that were very difficult for you before, now they are no longer difficult. I've been around, remember growing up, it's 25 liter keg we used to fetch water. Now you, at the point you are carrying it, you'll be carrying it like this, because you, that's the best you can. At the point you use two hands, and you'll be doing like this. At another point you are doing like this. At another point somebody is doing like this. Am I making sense here? At another point somebody carries it and it looks like a 4 liter keg. And it's moving. Sir, that keg did not change. It is the man carrying it that changed. As the man grows, the keg becomes lesser in size. As the man grows, the keg becomes smaller. There are certain things in your life, they will never change. You must grow. They will not change you. You must grow. Does anybody get what I'm saying tonight? They will not change. You must do what? Your clothes stopped sizing you. Did the clothes change? Did anything happen to the clothes? What happened? You changed. Therefore, the clothes says to you, I'm sorry, I am no longer your size. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There's a level of change that you will come into your life. The quality and the kind of people you start assessing will change. Your cycle will change. Association will change. People that you confront will change. Everything just begins to change. Sir, everything you ought to become in your life is at the other side of growth. If you don't grow, nothing will happen. You need to be determined in 2024 that I will grow. I will not permit this same version like this. No, there is something bigger. There is something better. And if it has to do with me, ensuring that I put enough in myself, I will. I will put enough in myself. If you read the book of Isaiah, it says that when, as a result of the fatness of your neck, the yoke will be broken. The anointing, you know, a translation says, by the reason of the anointing, the yoke is what? Broken. Another translation says, by the reason of the fatness of your neck. Those days, they usually put yoke on people's neck, like chain, tie like that. It says that the yoke will only break, not because it wants to break, but because your neck became fat. It will take a lot of patience for that neck to be fat. You will stay. You will eat up. You will eat up. You will eat up. The more you eat, the more you are noticing that there are changes. The more you eat, the more you notice. Some of us have even had chains like that. You were wearing it at the point. You just, at the point, it hooked you. Some of us, it's our shirts. You just covered that you could not button again. Nothing happened to that shirt. Brothers and sisters, you patiently outgrew the shirt. You were patient enough to keep eating whatever you were eating. And what you were eating turned you into another thing. And all of a sudden, what will size you normally could not size you again. Do you know this is how people overcome certain addictions in their life too? Do you know this is how people overcome certain dimensions of temptation? What made you fall yesterday is confronting you today as a temptation. And you laugh. And you say, what's this? And the devil is wondering what has happened. Only for him to look very well and say, wow, she has grown. She has grown. Over time, she has grown. There are certain things you will never get now. You have to be patient. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Sometimes it is hard to be patient and keep believing because you're always asking yourself, why? The devil will make you believe that God is not on your side. The devil will make you believe that if God can give it to you now, why wouldn't he give it to you now? Some of us, the reason God is going to be saying be patient is because if you marry the way you are, you will marry 5 times before you get a real husband. Some of you, the reason you be patient as a man is that you have not qualified yet. You don't understand the protocols of handling relationship and marriage and a woman. You don't. There are certain times, some people, God is saying be patient like this for your marriage to enter this realm of finances. Because the way you are so wasteful. You can buy something that will kill you. Be patient. And because our God is very merciful, he allows us to live and wait till we grow and become. So that we will not just die anyhow. That's a loving God. Are we here together? Am I communicating? God never promised us to answer our prayers instantly. But he says to us that all things whatsoever you ask, believing, you shall receive. Matthew chapter 21 verse 22. Back to patience. I just talked a little bit about that. Matthew chapter, and whatsoever things you ask, believing, you will receive. Another translation says, you shall receive. Are we here together? Yes. Whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive. And the word shall there is in the what? What? Future tense. In other words, it's not everything. There are some things that you will get instantly. There are some things God will say, wait, wait, you will get this thing. Wait, you will get it. I don't know what it is that some of us are pressuring ourselves for. These are the things people die for today. That's why you have a lot of people who are not willing to grow through their process. God is saying to tell somebody, this is the end of the year. He's saying, I am not done with you yet. A little more patience. I am working on you. When I am done, what you will look like in 2024 will amaze a lot of people. You need to start packing your luggage for 2024. Some of us have not started packing our luggage. You don't even know what it means to package. You have to package your luggage for 2024. The books you are going to read. Organize yourself for your prayer hour. Organize yourself for your career advancement. The courses you are supposed to take. The things you are supposed to do. Then you put it as if it is a bag. Every day you open it, then you read. The more you read, every time you read something in that luggage, the luggage becomes lighter. Every time you read something in that luggage, the luggage becomes lighter. Imagine you are carrying 100 books in that luggage. Then you read one, it becomes lighter. You read two. By the time you read from January down to the month of September, the luggage that was a heavy load in January has become so light in September. And people are asking, why is your life moving so fast? I was carrying a luggage at the beginning. I have dealt with many of the things in this luggage. And each time I read a luggage, I put that thing out. Each time I read, I put it out. Why? What I was reading, it has entered into me. I have moved the book because the book has entered me. You move again, you carry, it enters you. You throw that one. You move again, you carry. By the time we're in the month of December, you have an empty box. Another person carrying a box from 2021 that they will not read, that they will not check. They are still the same people they used to be. 2022, 2023, 2024, they are still carrying the same luggage. Sir, that people are carrying luggage is not a sign that their life is good. At a point in your life, can I help you? You will stop carrying the luggage. People will start carrying it for you. Why? You have now qualified as a boss. You will now have proteges. So when they carry the luggage, at that time, you will not be struggling. It will look like somebody is reading it out and is entering you. You are saturated already. You have grown. You have now qualified. They will qualify. They don't carry anything. Why? You have carried enough inside of you. You can travel light. You don't understand what I just said. Do you? Do you understand what I just said? Every year of your life, keep growing so that you are traveling light. Keep growing so that you are traveling light. Package your baggage for 2024. What area do I need improvement? Character. Package. What area do I need improvement? Finances. Package. These things, some of them will come in form of books. Some of them will come in form of conferences. Some of them will come in form of seminars. Sir, but you must be patient to read whatever is in that box. If you are not patient enough to finish it, that box will remain like that. You might be carrying it. And guess what? The heavier your box, the harder your journey. The man who is light will move faster than you. He is light because what was in the box has entered into him. He can move faster. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say here. So what are the things you want to load yourself with in 2024? You need to start making a list of them and start preparing yourself, because there is a journey ahead of you. And the only way you will become very different by the time it is September, October, by the time it is June, July, is because you have started doing something on yourself. I want to beg you, my desire is to see people have happy life, beautiful lives that you can look at and God is proud of and is saying, wow, that's my daughter, that's my son. I'm excited to see how beautiful your life is becoming every single day. Why? The glory of your life and your destiny is a testimony of the truth that God is good and his mercies endures forever. When people do not see the glory in the life of God's creation, they begin to doubt the authenticity and the character of God. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice, that your life will be a proof that God is real and beautiful. Your life will be a proof that God is working and active. Your life will be a proof that God is a wonder that everyone should behold. In the name of Jesus. You want it right now. But God is saying you will get it. But be patient. Some people get healed in a service. As soon as they get healed in a service, because they are still feeling symptoms of the healing, they forsook their mercy. They started observing lying vanities. So the healing did not leave the gates. Whereas some other person got healed in that service, and while the person was still feeling the symptoms, as the person was going home, the person kept saying, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Even though I don't feel it now, I am healed. My healing is not based on my feeling. My healing is based on what Jesus did on the cross. I am healed. I know that I am healed. Why? By his stripes. Will he die again? No. He has died once and for all. Yes, I take that one. That 2,000 plus years ago death is working in my body right now. I am healed. I am healed. Another person is asking, when will I be healed? Another person casts a revelation and says, I am what? Healed. And you watch both of them and see that this one comes with a testimony. This other one comes back saying, I don't know how that thing happened though, but I don't even know how God does this thing. It didn't really work. Who did not work? It was your faith that didn't work. Your faith didn't. You didn't put your faith to work. You must learn how to put your faith to work. And one of the ways we put our faith to work, one of the complete things that makes the equation of receiving from God complete is what? Patience. Do it now. Do it now. God is saying, part of the ingredients to make this thing complete and receive it is to be patient. And you keep speaking and testifying of the goodness of God. That I know that God has done. My life has done it rather. My life is better. Things are advancing. I am changing. I'm experiencing a better life. Things can only get better in me. And you are saying it. Though some things have not happened, but you keep saying it. Then all of a sudden, if you understand how this kingdom works, you realize that you will become what you keep saying. You will become what you keep beholding. That is why he says, we be as we in a mirror, beholding. He didn't say behold. No, beholding. 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 You are becoming. Beholding. You are becoming. You can't behold once and become. That's what many people want. You want to pray 1 hour prayer, or you just show up and pray for 5 hours and think that all your life is made. No, it doesn't happen like that. No, you will be consistent. You will be waiting there. At a point, it will look like what you are doing doesn't make sense. At a point, you'll be there. Oxano camp meeting now. We're going to be praying for the first day, 10 hours, teachings and prayer. Some people will ask, what are you going to do there? You are wasting your time. If I were you, I'll go and get busy with other things. See, in this kingdom, I can be on my knee like this, and somebody is running. Wherever he has run to, I will be on my knee, just like this. And all of a sudden, the person will see me in front. He's still struggling to run. Those on their knees, we don't run, we take flight. Because you just realize that while somebody is running aimlessly, listen, when you are running without direction, I told you speed is not an advantage. Where I stay and I get direction, when I stand up like this, I will not need to run. Don't be me full, straight. It's a move. It's like a hand has moved you. Why? Because I was patient getting the full details of the direction. Another person was running, and when he gets to every bus stop, he's telling himself, don't worry, I know the road. Don't worry, I know the road. Where are you going to? He says, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Going where? I'm going somewhere. Then this other one says, God, I do not know where I'm going. I have come to wait. Show me where I am supposed to go. Help me understand it. That's what we are doing again in Oxano those days. I'm just staying there and I'm praying. And somebody's saying, you are wasting your time. No, I can get one idea that what you struggle for 15 years of your life, it will break forth in my life. And they will say, that is called a breakthrough. Breakthroughs will not come until men are willing to pray through. Men are willing to wait through. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Get these things. Get it. It is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth. Understand it. Another person does. There are many ways to explain these things to you. I will do this. When I do this, I will get there. No, but this happens. He's asking like Esther, what am I supposed to do? Then the captain of the eunuch gave Esther everything she needed. The other ladies were preparing. They were preparing. But the captain of the eunuch was preparing Esther. they were preparing themselves. The captain of the eunuch was preparing Esther. I don't know who's preparing you for 2024, but I'm sure that he's preparing me. He's bringing everything in obedience to Christ. He's bringing everything into alignment. Time will come, people will look at you and they will say, this one waited upon the Lord. This one stayed with God. I prophesy by the hand of the Spirit that the power of the Holy Spirit will so envelop you that you'll be a true evidence of the man that God has helped, of the woman that God has helped. You'll be a testament and a proof that God is working in the life of people in the name of Jesus. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working.
You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Elijah was just in one place and he told Ahab, run. Rahab, run, move. I will be here. Ahab, move. Ahab, move. I will be here. And Ahab saddled his donkey and was running with massive speed on his chariot. Then Elijah looked up to heaven and said, God, show Ahab that it is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth. Then the Bible says Elijah just started walking. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Some may trust in horses. Some may trust in chariots. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And Elijah all of a sudden just started walking. Every one step of Elijah looked like 32 steps of Ahab. Looked like Ahab would not understand until Elijah got to the other side walking. And when he turned, he realized that he didn't even meet Ahab on the road. Then it shows you that it was a supernatural intervention. Because if it were normal, he would have met Ahab and said goodbye. No, something took him on a journey. Can I prophesy to somebody? The Holy Ghost will take you on a journey, on a spiritual journey. And I declare in the name of Jesus, you will take a flight in the spirit. You will see yourself moving in the spirit. Patient, yet you are moving. Patient, yet you are moving. Patient, yet you are moving. In the name of Jesus. Why are you following the due process? You say, just allow me follow. Just allow me follow. They say, no, it will take a lot of time. You say, no, I don't understand what you mean by it will take a lot of time. But I know that I am working with the eternal God, immortal, invisible, the one who created time. If it takes him to compress time for my sake, he will do it. Sir, God compresses time for people. In this life, God will compress time for you. You will just realize that what other people made all their life, God will say, you have shown and invested your life in me. Now I will show you that I created time. Then what will take people 15, 20, 30 years? God will look at you and say, I will give you this thing in 365 days. And I will show men that they that wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. Don't rush with others the way they rush. Ask God, what is the protocol of this journey? When others are running and they are running with speed, ask God, please, can you give me the roadmap? I need a roadmap. Have you not seen that when you try your Google map, sometimes you ask for a destination. Sometimes it will show you three alternatives. Some people are going through the wilderness journey. But God is going to show you a journey that you will be where you are. And while you are there waiting on him, building capacity, studying, reading, preparing. Somebody can be on a job for 32 years and not get what you will get in 5 years. Build yourself. Have you not seen that people have been working all their lives and some other people start building themselves? And when they start building themselves, somebody that has been working for 15 years, another person built himself effectively, consistently at a particular spot for 2 years, then the earning of that person all of a sudden somersaulted to the other side. And it's as if what this guy labored for 15 years is what this guy gets as an annual salary. You need to know God though. You need to know him. Learn to be patient with him. Learn to stay with him. Let him give you blueprints. Let him stay with him. Let him show you the way. Let him stay with him. Let him tell you this is what to do. This is how to do it. Learn to stay with him and let him teach you, show you the materials to invest in, show you the things, the courses, the trainings you must do in 2024 to advance your career. Sometimes you will sit down and God will tell you, see this particular course, take it now. Why? The next phase of your life, the access is that course. Sometimes he will show you a particular Instagram or YouTube video and he will say, just watch that video. From there, you link to videos upon videos upon videos. By the time you are done for 1 month, you have taken a course in business. Then the things that some people were struggling to do for 5 years is as if you learned it within a space of 2 weeks of looking at certain videos. And the first video you clicked, it was the leading of the Holy Ghost. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind? And how can you walk when you don't know the way of the Spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? The power of God in me is bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Bringing everything.
It's bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
Bringing everything
in obedience to
2024. He's the Holy Ghost. Songwriter puts it. He said, swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Why others are running? Stay in the school. So don't you know, in his hands are the keys of eternal life. Just a little here, a little there, until the day is done. He's at work in me,
bringing everything.
Every day, kakapara ba 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 ya. Ruana kabare te 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 ya. Rika tamba ta ba ta ba ta ba ta ba ta ba ya. It's as if people are moving and you are not moving. You take that book and you are studying it and you are reading it and they are warning. They say, ah, look at this one. It's as if they are moving and you are not moving and you are staying there. Building capacity in prayer, intellectual strength you are building, spiritual strength you are building. Every area you are building. Then all of a sudden, a demand is placed. A call is made, and when the call is made, others cannot hear the sound because they are not intellectually prepared, they are not spiritually sensitive. But that man has built, that woman has built. You have prepared yourself, and like somebody coming out of the cave of Adullam, here is David, the king of Israel, is showing up out of a cave, and they say, where has he been? What happened to this guy? All of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you, the intellectual prowess is needed, and God moves you into a new dimension. And they will say he has blown. He didn't blow. He saw God. I'll never be the same. I touch your grace. My life must change. I will never be the same. I'll touch your grace. My Lord, I will never be the same. I touch, keep building stamina, keep building capacity, keep reading those books. They are wondering what you are learning. You are learning the principles of kingdom advancement. You are learning the principles of dominion in life. You are learning the principles of dealing a solid marriage. You are learning the principles of powerful spiritual growth. I will tell. It will show that you have been with the Master. It will show that you have been with him. You may not look like it, but something is happening to you. You are building spiritual strength. You are building spiritual strength. are rehearsing for the race. You are rehearsing for the journey. You are preparing for the journey ahead. Amen. Rabbi Papa. Who is that lady showing up? Who is that guy showing up? Who is that man? Who is that woman? For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has put upon me the grace to set at liberty the captive, to ensure that the blind eyes are recovered. Your soul.
Yeah.
They are saying it looks like nothing is happening, but you are rehearsing. You are rehearsing. You are rehearsing. You are studying that material. You are taking that course online. You are studying that new business model because you know you are tired of where you are. And they say, will you not rush as others? You say, no. If I catch what I want to catch, many will not be able to catch up with me. If I connect with what I want to connect, it will be difficult for other men to connect with me. Don't follow the crowd in their rush. Don't follow the people of the world in their method. Stay with him. Listen now. Impatience is what leads to abortion. Imagine a woman carrying a child that ought to stay for 9 months. And she wakes up and she says, it's too heavy. 7 months, she says, it's too heavy. Drop this load for me now. And they say, please, 2 more months. And you will see the test. And she says, no, I'm not interested. How can I be carrying this kind of load? What kind of problem is this? And they say, madam, just calm down. A little more patience. And she says, no, I cannot. It's too heavy for me. Please open me and bring out this baby. And all of a sudden, after 7 years, just to wait for another 2 years, 2 months rather, 2 years, 7 months, 2 months, the woman keeps getting angry. No, if nobody does anything about this thing, I will do something by myself. There are sometimes you are praying, God has not said anything. Stay there. Just stay there. You start saying things for yourself that God has not said. You start seeing things for yourself that God has not shown you. No, stay there. When you see from God, it will be clear. When you hear from God, we will know. The explanations will not be the way you are struggling to explain it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? When a child is full of age at 9 months, the mother will not have to do anything. The water will break. The water will break. She has no option. She can't stop the water from breaking. When your time comes, the water will break. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can stop it. The midwife must get ready. The doctors must get ready. Because I'm about to take a delivery. I'm about to take a delivery of what I have waited for, what I have prayed for, what I have fasted for, what I have read for, what I have prepared for. I am about to take a delivery. If the midwife delays, the woman will give birth to that child. It doesn't matter. Why? Because at the set time, you cannot stop it. Can't stop it. You can't stop it. Even if it's in a bus, that woman will deliver. Everyone will see it. The only option people have for that woman is when they see that she has delivered, then they will carry her joy. The next thing you will hear, congratulations, madam. Congratulations, madam. Ah, madam, yeah, God really helped you. Ah, despite the fact that nobody was around, I don't care. All the destiny midwives that God is preparing, I pray that in the day of visitation, they will be there. Because these destiny midwives, they must bear the destiny you carry. They must bear the vision that God has put for that business. They must bear the vision for that career lifting. I prophesy your destiny midwives in due time. Show up! If you have been somebody else's destiny midwife, why will you not have a destiny midwife? At the 9 months, you can't tell the baby anything. You can't. The mother has no option. You must dilate. So yeah, just that. She starts to dilate. All of a sudden, she starts. The water will drop. The baby is saying, if you don't open the door, I'll break the door. If you don't open the door, I'll break the door. And all of a sudden, while they are watching there, just stay, position yourself, and the baby will be ready to come out. She will give one more last push, and what she waited for will show up. Somebody under the sound of my voice, what you waited for, what you prayed for, what you fasted for, it might take a while, but I came to announce to you, it will show up. I say it will show up. I say it will show up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I travel, I will bring forth. 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 Of
example,
I've entered the realm already because that's where God's taking
me. I will bring forth.
Days, I will carry the book like this, and they will say, which one are you reading again? I say, look at it. Yeah, what have you got to do with business management? I say, I'm just reading it. I'll carry another one. They say, which one are you reading this month? I say, principle and power of vision. They say, hey, it's well, oh, we're always seeing you with one book or the other. Organizing my life. Organizing my life, arranging my life, putting in order the future. will tell. I will not wait in vain. 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 No, I will not wait in vain. Organize for 2024. This is my Bible study plan. Yes, that's how we organize. Career organization. Spiritual organization, business organization, building quality relationships, organize, prepare yourself, patiently stay and build. Time will tell. When did you go all these things? I've been doing it since. How come you came about this dimension? I've been on it since. You will never wait in vain. My generation. You will never wait in vain. Mavis will show up. They will not wait in vain. Saw him and they said, this is the voice of him that cried in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. The voice of him that cries. Why he had waited. Don't be in a hurry. Be in a wait. Those who are in a wait, they are given a flight. Those who are in a hurry, they can be delayed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have not started a relationship with Jesus. It's your Lord and Savior. Quietly raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you in this meeting tonight. This is how you want to end 2023 by starting with Jesus, preparing for the next year. Raise your hand quietly. You want to rededicate, strengthen yourself, and start. I'm going to pray for you. Raise your hand boldly, joyfully. Raise your hand. And say these words after me, Lord Jesus. Today, I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you love me, and that's why you died for me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I receive forgiveness of sin. I amend my ways. I realign to the path of destiny. Forgive me. Come into my heart today. Come in to stay forever and ever. I declare my sins are forgiven. I am born again. I am cleansed. I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Have you been blessed tonight? Patience. Patiently studying. Patiently praying. Patiently asking the right questions. Patiently waiting. Then all of a sudden, the time comes. and nobody can stop it. Nothing can stop it. Like a child born in due season, I see destinies will be born. Businesses will be born. Careers will rise. They will ask, how come? And you will remind them, you asked me, which one are you doing again? I can't forget. I'll carry my books those days. They say, what are you reading again? I say, okay, this one. Why revival tarries? He say, hey, okay. I'll carry another one. Why? What are you reading again? This one. The man God uses. He say, okay, well done. I'll carry another one. What are you reading again? I say, it is a principle and power of vision. They say, okay, you are the one that knows what you are reading. There are days I carry some things. They didn't know why I was reading them. They were management books. I was reading on structures, administration, leadership. I don't just read for where I am. I read for where I'm going to. Where I am there already. Where I'm going to is important. My access to where I'm going to is what I engage with now. That business will not scale up if you remain the way you are. That career will not move if you remain the way you are. The word oxano means growth.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.